The Gemara quoted a braisa on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We assume that it's not permissible to eat before Havdalah al Hakos, but in a situation where he only has one cup of wine and he wants to eat Malav HaMalka and he wants to bench at the end of the Malav HaMalka and he wants to bench al Hakos, so he only has enough wine for one cup, so he can't say Havdalah al Hakos and then later on bench. So the Gemara understood if the din really requires Birchas Hamazon and Tuna Kos, if they're really supposed to recite Birchas Hamazon, everybody agrees that if you have wine, it enhances the significance of the benching if you recite the benching on a kos. And everybody agrees that if you don't have a kos of wine, you have to bench anyway. That's a pasuk in the Chumash. You have to bench even without a kos. Machlokes is it only a midas chasidus? It's a hidur to recite Birchas Hamazon al Hakos, or is it a real requirement midrabbanan that you have to recite Birchas Hamazon al Hakos? So if it's a real requirement to recite Birchas Hamazon al Hakos, then we permit you in this situation where he's faced with a dilemma. If he's going to use the one cup of wine for the Havdalah, then he's going to have to bench with the Hakos. So that's more important. So if Birchas Hamazon tun Hakos, we permit him to eat his Malav HaMalka and then to bench later, and to recite the benching and the Havdalah al Hakos. Which one he'll say first? That was the whole discussion on Omid Beis. If he's going to say the benching first, he's going to say the Havdalah first. And really, that's improper also, to recite Havdalah al Hakos and benching al Hakos on the same Kos. That's really a violation of Chavilus. But the Gemara says, if you have no choice, you got no choice. So you say, you violate Chavilus. So you say both on the Kos.
This assumes that the Malav HaMalka is Rabban, who says you have to do Malav
HaMalka. Apparently the guy's hungry. I don't know if you have to wash for Malav HaMalka. Some hope that's not necessary to wash for Malav HaMalka, but this guy's eating a sandwich.
Okay.
He's going to eat a sandwich. So the Gemara said it depends on this, that if the din requires that benching should be al Hakos, then we permit you to eat your sandwich before Havdalah al Hakos. And we permit you, we make all on that, and then we make all also to allow you to recite the Havdalah and the Birchas Hamazon on the same Kos. But if the din is only that it's a heder, that's the common practice. There is a Machlokes who showed him how to paskin here, the Balamor and the other Rishonim. But we paskin Birchas Hamazon to the Kos. So the Maisa, I have a house full of wine, and every time we bench, we rarely bench all our Kos. So we really assume Birchas Hamazon ain't to the Kos, we don't even do the heder. We don't even do the heder. That's taka not right.
But if you do bench al Hakos,
yes.
Do you have to say Borei Priyabach?
Yes. Benching al Hakos means I'm a Baruch Tzor She'itam. If you don't take a sip of the wine, then it's considered as if you didn't bench al Hakos. Just to hold the cup and not to sip the wine later on, that's nothing. There was one opinion in Taisvis that it is a Baruch al Hakos even though you don't drink it min HaTorah. There was an opinion in Tosafot, but that's not the accepted opinion. That Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekatcha Zachrei Ola Yain is Min HaTorah. You have to recite Kiddush holding a cup of wine, but Min HaTorah there's no need to sip the wine. It's considered a toast. It's considered a Baruch Al HaKos, even though you don't drink it at all. And it's only Midrabbanan that you have to drink it, but we don't really hold like that opinion. That's what we do when we bench Shavashudas time. We hold a cup of wine, we don't drink the wine. So, according to that one opinion of Taisus, we're accomplishing something. It's considered a Baruch Al Hakos on the level of the rice, even though you're not drinking. But we really don't hold like that opinion. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara was debating, what do Beis Shammai really think? Do Beis Shammai think Birchas Hamazon tun Hakos? We had a braisa which we interpreted follows Beis Shammai's opinion. And that braisa says you're allowed to eat your Malav HaMalka before Havdalah, and you're going to say that Birchas Hamazon al Hakos. That was all on the assumption, Birchas Hamazon tun Hakos. Then the Gemara says, but here there's a braisa that indicates Tanur Apriya right before the white lines, on Nun Beis of Tanur Apriya. The case was the fellow in the middle of the week, not on Shabbos, not Shalshim, middle of the week. Fellow finished eating his meal. He didn't have any wine the whole time. Then he's at the end of his meal. All of a sudden they bring in one cup of wine. You can drink your cup of wine, no more wine. You bench and there's no wine, so you're going to bench without wine. if you want the Birchas Hamazon, does not require wine. And the other Tanaim disagree. So the Gemara says, the answer is, Trei Tanai, Liba de Beis Shammai. The first Braisa assumed that in Beis Shammai you're allowed to eat Malav Malka before Havdalah, because Birchas Hamazon Tuuna Kos. So we're saving the wine for later. That's more important than this, under these circumstances. And the second Braisa contradicts it. The second Braisa says, according to Beis Shammai, Birchas Hamazon doesn't need a Kos at all. Okay, so the, by the time the Gemara was written down, this was a long time after the Beis Shammai ceased to exist. So there were two versions of what Beis Shammai said.
Do we assume that, just like by Kiddush, the wine, the Berurah Pirgafen is swallowed up by the Kiddush? Would we say something similar to the Berurah Pirgafen after the Birchas Hamazon, that it's subsumed under the Birchas Hamazon, like that you wouldn't have to, you could stand up, or that you could be, you don't even have to necessarily taste it. We assume like we have by Kiddush, or it would be different.
What do you mean? Can I say Berurah Pirgafen, have someone else drink it?
Right. Something. I mean, we said that by Kiddush that. The Berurah Pirgafen is subsumed by the Kiddush in general.
It becomes part of the Kiddush.
Right.
Yeah.
It becomes a part of it. We say the same thing. Would that be dependent on if it's a Kiddush or a Din?
That was a question that Tosfos on Mem Gimel was of the opinion that only applies to Kiddush, doesn't even apply to Havdalah. Tosfos thought that Havdalah is not the same. The Chazon Ish didn't understand Tosfos. Why should they distinguish between Kiddush and Havdalah? Just like by Kiddush, I can say Berurah Pirgafen for the other person, even though I'm not drinking the wine. So why shouldn't it be the same by Havdalah? But Tosfos apparently thinks that there's a difference. And then we had Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin, the Bala Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef Bonfi. He was of the opinion that to say a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaNenin over the same vegetable, you're going to say Berurah Pirgafen. In Al Achilas Maror, so he felt that's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. So he felt that's why you have to say a bracha on the karpas before, and that's going to cover the maror in the middle of the meal, because it's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. And they said, how can it be? But every time you say Kiddush, every time you bench Alakos, you say Berurah Pirgafen, Alakos, and then you say the Birchas Hamazon, Alakos, say Berurah Pirgafen and Kiddush. So then it's if in the Haggadah, suggests that the Yosef Tuvelin thinks that every time you say any bracha lakos, the Berurah Pirgafen blends in to become one unit with the Birchas Hamazon, one unit with the Kiddush, one unit with the Havdalah. So clearly there are different opinions. Tosfos thinks that there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. It's only by Kiddush like that. Chazon Ish thought that Kiddush and Havdalah should be the same. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin apparently thinks also like that. Whenever you have any bracha lakos, you're not in violation of Chavilas Chavilas, you always have the Berurah Pirgafen blends in to be part of Birchas Seiris and blends in to be part of Asher Kiddush you did me bet and the Bracha Bani Bris. Always blends in to be part. So that was the Machlokes HaRishon. So here the... Fine, so that's the gist of the Gemara. So in the middle, before you get to the final conclusion, the Gemara has a whole story over here. They had a whole suggestion about Yayin Pogum. So what is Yayin Pogum? It's a little bit here, and it's more in Gemara Arbi Psochem. On the side, they give you the cross references, Psochem Daf Kufei. So Yayin Pogum means if you have a bottle of wine and I tasted some of the wine directly. If I poured out some of the wine in another cup and I tasted it, I put it in my hand and I tasted it, I didn't sip directly from the bottle of wine and from the cup of wine, then it's not called Yayin Pogum. What's the din of Yayin Pogum? So the Gemara says this is a special super bracha that the Chachamim introduced wine. Berurah Pirgafen normally should have been Berurah Pirgafen, but because Yayin is a double chashem yod, so they introduced a special bracha. Do you say that special bracha is knocked down? If the Yayin is pogum, so it doesn't have the chashiva, so you say Berurah Pirgafen, so you say Shakon Liyah B'dvarai. So apparently there was such an opinion that if it's Yayin pogum, it loses its chashiva as Yayin. So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam from Baba Basra, from Arbi Psochim. Rashbam in his commentary in Arbi Psochim says, no, that this din, that to'omo, pegomo, if you tasted the wine directly, it's called Yayin Pogum, and therefore cannot be used for what? Only cannot be used for Koishal Bracha. But Berurah Pirgafen, it still has the Hashivas, that you do say Berurah Pirgafen. It sounds from Tosfos as if there was an opinion you don't even say a Bracha at all. That cannot be, that's utterly ridiculous. You don't say a Bracha at all. I could have understood there's an opinion. You don't say Bar Piagof, and it's lower down to what it should have been. It doesn't have the special super chashivas. Yeah, it goes down to be Bar Piagof. Goes down to be Shahakal, maybe. I don't understand Shahakal either. But to say there's no broch at all, that sounds utterly ridiculous. So that's what Tosfos sets the record straight. We assume, like the Rashbam, that the Gemara says, Yain Pogam, you can't use it, only for Kiddush and Avdol. For Koshal Bracha, you can't use it. We do say Bar Piagof. What do you mean you can't use it for Koshal Bracha? So Tosfos says, if that's the only wine that you have, and you got to say Kiddush and Avdol, so you're going to be mevatim and saying Kiddush because the yain is pogum. He says no. It's b'di'eved. If you said on yain pogum, you would be yotze b'di'eved. If you have a shas atchak, so shas atchak we allow l'chatchila, but usually is only allowed b'di'eved. So b'shas atchak im yefsher v'orach afilu apogum. If you have no choice, then since b'di'eved it would be good, so b'shas atchak we allow l'chatchila. That's the klal that Tosfos has another place. Shas atchak b'di'eved domi. Shasatrak, we allow the Hatchila, which usually is unacceptable, b'di'eved, but we assume it is good, b'di'eved. If you use Yain Pogam for Kiddush Abdullah, it is good, b'di'eved. Is there any way to be Misakin Pegima? So Tosfos quotes in Rishalmi, yes, if you pour a little, have another bottle of wine, but pour a drop or two of water, or pour a drop or two of wine that's not Pogam into this wine that is Pogam, so it becomes ice Pogam. Okay. So the Hatchila, the more correct practice should be. If you have Yain Pogam, you should be misakin it. And if you have no wine and no water, to be misakin it. And then Tosfos says, so Mishas Atchak, we allow you to recite Kiddush and Avdolah over Yain Pogam. So what is the Gemara? The Gemara originally misunderstood this Braisa. The Gemara quoted a Braisa. Where's again this Braisa? That the fellow finished eating, and they bring him a cup of wine at the end of the meal. Sorry, but here. It's where the box little letter base appears in the Gemara. The Gemara has to write it smack in the middle of Nun Beis on the Hill. Gemara says, "Bisavi b'shama birchas amos and tuna kos." Is that really their opinion? Ibu Hatanan. We have this. We have the Mishnah. Bolahem yam a brisa. Bolahem yam lachar amos. The middle of the week. It has nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom. The person is towards the end of his meal. And main shop, so if you have two cups of wine, so drink one cup of wine at the end of the meal, fine, enjoy your wine, and save another cup for the benching, then shalakos. But a main shop, also kos, all you have is one cup of wine, so do you have to save the wine for the birchas hamazon and alakos? So you would really prefer to have the wine in the middle of the meal, so we don't, and then if you have wine in the middle, and it'll be covered by the benching. And we say, so should we say no? Since birchas hamazon and tuna kos, you have to save the wine for later. And after the benching, then you're going to say Bar Piagof, then you have to say Allah Gefa, and we pass. So the Braisa says, Beishami Amrim, Mevorach al Ayayim, we allow you to drink the wine now, Vachakach Mevorach al Amozen. So the simple pshat is, you drink up all the wine now, then Vachakach Mevorach al Amozen without wine, because the Birchas Amozen ain't it to it, of course. So that was the Kasha, but before we were assuming, the fellow is faced with the dilemma, we permit him to eat Malav Malka before Havdolah, because Birchas Amozen Tunakos. That was a contradiction. So the final answer was, you're right. Treta and I live at the Beis Shammai. They're not sure. They were it's a few centuries later. So the two versions of what Beis Shammai said. So first, the Gemara thought that the Braisa that says, Beis Shammai v'orach ala yayin, v'rakach v'orach ala mozen, means, my lab, the v'orach ilave, b'shasila. He says, Bar Piagof, and at the end of the meal, he drinks up all the wine, there's nothing left, and he benches balikos. So you see, Beis Shammai held birchas hamozen does not require a kos. Mora says, lo, the mevorach ilave, mevanach le. No, he says Bar Piagofen, but he doesn't drink it. So what's he saying Bar Piagofen for? So the Gemara asks, aye, but that doesn't make any sense. For Hamamah, we have a tradition. A mevorach tzara sheyitom. Mevorach tzara sheyitom is an expression that appears, they give you in the cross-reference in Erev and Daf Mem, Pesachim Daf Kufay. That's a different thing. That's when you say Kiddush alayayin, when you say benching alayayin, it's only called alakos. Only has the mile of a toast, the brach halakos, if you take a sip. If you don't take a sip, not. Here we're talking The guy's at the end of his meal, and he wants to have a drink, and they finally brought him a cup of wine. So he wants to drink the wine with the meal to cover everything with the benching. So he say no. When it says, Mevarach al Hayayin, he says, Bar Pi HaGofen, he doesn't drink it at all, and then he says the benching. So what's he saying Bar Pi HaGofen for? You don't need Amorach Tzor She'itam for that. That phrase, Amorach Tzor She'itam, really doesn't apply over here. That means a different thing. Amorach Tzor She'itam means you're not, if you don't take a sip, you're not Yetzer the Brach al HaKos. But here, we're not talking about Yetzer Brach al HaKos. You want to say Bichas HaNenin. So you say Bichas HaNenin, then you drink the wine. You don't even need that expression. It's overkill over here. Baruch Tzor She'itam is not needed over here. He said, Bechus HaNenet, you're going to drink it. So the Gemara answers, the toim le biyode. What does the Gemara say? Baruch Tzor She'itam, the Gemara says, the toim le. The Gemara says he's going to drink some of the wine. So the Gemara says, he's going to drink some of the wine. He has a cup of wine. He's going to take some of the wine now, but then how can you use the rest of the wine for benching ala kos, it's going to be yain pogum. So you're not supposed to use yain pogum for bichas hamazon for brach ala kos. Morris says the toim le biyode. He's going to take the cup of wine, say burpi agofen, and pour it over in his hand, or pour it over in another cup, and take a sip from the other cup. Toim le biyode. So then the Gemara says, but then when he's going to bench Bichas HaMaz, not going to have a revius. V'amamar kol shal bracha tzorach shir. When you want to bench Allah kos, that's kol shal bracha, so you need a full revius. So if he drank a half a cup of wine before the benching, then he's not going to have a revius. V'akapachas lei mishure, everything more. The nafsh lei tvei mishure. When they brought him the wine at the end of the meal, they brought him a revius and a half of wine. So he's going to drink a half a revius by pouring it into another cup, and I'll be left with a revius of wine. It says, Ein lo kois echad, it only has one kos. No, it means it doesn't have two koses of wine, it has 1.5 koses of wine. Fine. So you see from the Gemara that if a person says, Bar Pi HaGofen, over a cup of wine, and he pours part of the wine in the other cup, that's okay. He can sip the wine in the other cup. It could be that he's going to pour the wine before he even says, why should he say Bar Pi HaGofen first? And then pour it into the other cup. You can pour some. You pour it in your hand and say, then say Bori Pi HaGofen. Who says you have to say it on the original kos? That's a question. Let's say if a person says Kiddush, and then he wants to give, everybody around the table wants to have part of the wine of the Kiddush. That was Amidas Chasidus. Where did we have that? It happens to be the previous daf. The Rav Nachman was married to his wife Yalta, and he sent her the Koshal Brocha, and Nun Aleph on the base, the Gemara, just at the end, the last piece of Gemara, the Shlosha Sha'achlu. So the Gemara implies over there that whoever takes a sip of wine in connection with the Koshal Brocha is considered as if they all participated in the Koshal Brocha. They don't, it's not necessary, Davka, to drink from the cup of wine over which the Kiddush was recited. If everybody has their own cup of wine, it's also good, it's also considered drinking from the Koshal Brach. So the Beis Yosef writes in Shulchan Aruch, an original din, that if a person says Kiddush, and he doesn't want everybody, and he has to take a sip of the wine, it's not necessary for him to sip the wine from the cup. He can have a tray of cups on the table, and pour a little bit of the wine into each one of the cups. Then he'll take a sip from one cup, and he'll give the rest of the cups to the other people. That's what Rabbi Yosef Karo says. So the Magen Avraham comments on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch that there's a Tosfos Simsochem who proves on that daf, on Kufay. Tosfos Simsochem proves that the Beis Yosef is not correct. They have a raif in the Gemara that Amorach Tzor She'itam means you have to drink from the Koshal Bracha over which I recited the Kiddush, or over which I recited the Birchas HaMazon. If you're not going to drink from that cup, let's say at a wedding, so they usually give the Chasen Kavod to drink. So what about no one's drinking from the original cup? He said, Birchas HaMazon over one cup of wine, then he said, Sheva Brachas over another cup of wine, and then they give the Chasen Kala a third and a fourth cup, and they give them the wine, but they're drinking from a different cup. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, you're not really Yotze. Amvorach Tzor She'itam means you have to drink from the kos that still has the revius in it. This Gemara is talking, he's going to pour it in his hand and take a sip. He just said Bar Pi HaGofen. He didn't say a Brach HaLakos over here. He just said Brichas HaNenin. But whenever you have a bracha alakos, like Kiddush Havdalah, or benching alakos, because sheva brachas alakos, then the Tosfos proves from a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim that it's only, you're only a fulfillment of the requirement of Amvar Tzor She'itam if you drink directly from the kos. The Magen Avraham thinks that we should paskan like that. He thinks we should not follow Rabbi Yosef Karo because he says Tosfos has a right that it's not correct. Yeah, it's a common practice. A lot of people follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that they pour the wine out and no one drinks from the original cup. So the Magen Avraham says that it's wrong. He says Rabbi Yosef Karo made a mistake over here. He got it from this Gemara. The Gemara says when you say Bar Piagaf and you can pour the wine in your hand and sip it from here. But the Gemara is not talking that he didn't say a bracha lakos over here. He just said birchas hanen in bar piagoch. But if you say kiddush ala yayin, and then the din really applies on bar tzor she'itom, so that you have to drink from the original kos. Okay. So if the people are concerned about germs, so they should fill up the other cups before. They don't have to fill up dafke from the coast that he's drinking from.
He could pour and then drink. What's wrong with that?
Pour from that. He can pour and then drink, but he has to have a revius left in his coast, Tosfos says. You run the yotze if you have a revius in your coast.
That's a hefsek also.
Also. Easier would be, have all the other people. They had the Gemara in Pesachim had like that. Tosfos pointed out, everybody had their own cup of wine. The fellow said Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and they said they want him to say Kiddusha Rabbah. So he didn't know what bracha they're going to say in addition to Bar Piagofen. So first said Bar Piagofen, then he felt he's going to play it by ear. Whatever other bracha they want him to say, he'll say. And then he saw an old man lean over and started to sip the cup of wine that he had. So he realized that's Kiddusha Rabbah. They call it Kiddusha Rabbah Loshin Tzagenar. That all you say is Bar Piagofen. You don't say anything more. So Tosfos says, how was the other man allowed to drink before the Mavorech said? So they said, no, you see that if everybody has their own cup of wine, there's no problem. You don't have to wait till the Mavorech. The whole din, you should wait till the Mavorech eats the challah, till the Mavorech drinks the wine, is Mishum Derech Eretz. And the Derech Eretz issue is only if they're eating from the challah that he's cutting up, or they're drinking from the wine that he was holding. But if each one has his own challah, each one has his own wine, then there's no issue of Derech Eretz. So you see from the Gemara that was the practice in the days of Gemara. Everybody had their own cup of wine. And that's considered drinking. That's like this Gemara here, the end of the Perek.
They don't need a shear, though.
I don't think they need a shear. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. They don't need a shear of this. Shaila is, you're not yotze bracha lakos unless somebody drinks a maloy lugmav. So what if the whole cup of wine is gone, but no one person drank a maloy lugmav? Can you be mitzarf? Let's say a husband and the wife, they have 9 children, and everybody gets a little bit of wine, and it's all gone. But no one person drank maloy lugmav. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Can you be mitzarf maloy lugmav from different people? There is one opinion that yes. It's a problematic opinion. Usually the klal is, you only mitzarf a half and a half, if it's shirem shavim, mishmaseim shavim. That's the Mishnah Me'ila. If I eat a half a kazayis of chazer and a half a kazayis of basa b'chalov, it's not mitzarif l'malkus, even though the shirem shavim and the shir for chazer and for basa b'chalov is kazayis, but it's not shmaseim shavim. This is basa b'chalov and not chazer. Has to be shirem shavim, has to be shmaseim shavim. So here, every person has a different size mouth. And melodugmav, the Mishnah says, is determined by each person's mouth, how much wine can you hold in one side of the mouth. So no two people have the same, some people have a big mouth, some people have a small mouth. So no two people have the same size mouth. So it's not, if it's not Shirem Shavim, how can it be an opinion of Shulchan Aruch and it's Mitzdar from Yachad? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe in abstract the Shir is the same. It's Meloy Lugmav. The Maisa, how you measure the Meloy Lugmav is different by each person. Meloy Lugmav is judged subjectively, how big is your mouth, how much liquid can be held on one side of the mouth. But the sheer and abstract is the same. So again, maybe that opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that it's considered Shirem Shavim. Otherwise, they don't understand. But it's really two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. One opinion is that you cannot be mitzar from two different people. The whole idea of Malay Lugmav is on Yom Kippur. The Shir Malay Lugmav is on Yom Kippur. The Shir for eating is Kosevis Hagasa, bigger than Kazais, and the Shir for drinking is less than Revius. The Kol HaTarkula, the Rambam's opinion is that the Shir for drinking, Trefis, let's say, Noza drinks wine. The wine is Trefis. So the Shir is Revius by wine, and the Shir is Kazais by Ochlin. The Noza eats grapes, so the Shir is Kazais. Noza drinks wine, the Shir is it. By wine, it's a machlekes in the Mishnah, how much the shir is. I think the Rambam Pasman shir is really is. So the Gemara says that on Yom Kippur, the shurim are different. The shir for eating is bigger than kazais, konsevis agas is bigger, and the shir for drinking is smaller than revius. It's a rab revius. By Yoron Beinani, the lo lugmav is a rab revius. That's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch from the Ran, and Perik on the Rif, on Arvid Psochim. Why is the shir different on Yom Kippur from Kol HaTorah Kula? The answer is, the Gemara says why, the last parak in Yuma, because Yom Kippur depends on Nefesh, Shalosh Seluna depends on Inui Nefesh. So the Gemara says, the Chachamim established that this is the shir for Inui Nefesh. You have to eat, if you eat less than Kosevis Agasa, that's still Inui Nefesh. And you drink less than a Malay Lugma, that's still Inui Nefesh. What's called Achila and what's called Shtiyah and Kol HaTorah Kula, that's Kazais and Revius. But for Inui Nefesh, it's different. So that's the question. Does it make sense to say, so if the shir, Malay Lugmav is the shir of Inui Nefesh, and the Yasva Daita, the Lashon Mad, that's a shir, and Yisuli Daita, Yishav Adah, says it, does it make sense to say a half and a half is a whole? I drank a half of Malay Lugmav, you drank a half of Malay Lugmav. So does it make sense to say a half and a half is a whole? L'chorid, that's like a shir Nekuda. We said the Ragachava has two expressions, shir Nekuda and shir Mitztarev. If you're eating Chazer, so even a little bit of chazer is also chazer. Eat a little basa b'cholav is also basa b'cholav. But you have to eat a kazayis. You have to eat, you have to swallow so much, it adds up to a kazayis. So then if I have a chatzi shir and you have a chatzi shir, it's what to say that it's been stuck. But here the shir is maloy lugmav, because that's yisui daita. So yisui daita, l'chore, that should be a shir nekuda. Until you reach that point, till you drink the maloy lugmav, you have nothing. There is no shir. It's not that the chatzi shir accomplishes a little bit and you're adding up a little and a little is a lot. If there's no issue, it should be zero and zero is zero. How did it all of a sudden become, how can there be such an opinion? So the Bi'ur HaGroa raises that issue. He said that's the reason why the other opinion of Shulchan Aruch holds that you cannot be mitzarev. If you have the cup of Kiddush and all the 10 people, each one had a little sip, but no one person had a maloy lugma, but the whole cup of wine is gone now. So those are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. So the one opinion is he cannot be mitzar from two different people because it's not a chatzi shir. It's like there's nothing but nothing. Less than a yisur midait, there's nothing. That's why there's a problem. The machlokes of Yechonah Reish Lakish, well, chatzi shir osim in HaTorah or osim in the Rabbanon, the original machlokes appears in the Bavli in the end of Yuma, eating on Yom Kippur. So of all places, on Yom Kippur, you should have said that Hasvar no sinus, even Rabbi Yechonah should have given the chatzi shir should be mutam in HaTorah. You can't say that it's a shir nekud over there. It's not a shir mitztarf. So there, unless you have to say that on Yom Kippur there are two isurim. There's one isur not to cause isuri daita, and there's another isur of not to eat on Yom Kippur. Maybe you have to say there are two isurim. So the chatzi shir osim in HaTorah goes to the eating on Yom Kippur. Because to say achatz shir b'yisuvi daita doesn't really make sense. That's the Bi'ur HaGroa is quoting. That's the taina of the other opinion. That it doesn't make sense to have to be mitzarf maloy lugmav from different people. The Mishnah Berurah writes there, Rav Soloveitchik said that when the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel was printed, so the Chofetz Chaim sent a copy to his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had no time to look at it, so he gave it to his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he opened it up to that page. And Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber quotes the two opinions, and then the Mishnah Berurah has an original comment, and he writes in the footnotes that it's a davar pashut. He has no makor; it's a davar pashut. That even if you follow that opinion, that you can be mitzarev. I drink a half of maloy lugmav. You drink a half of maloy lugmav. You mitzarev it together. That's only if the people drank the two halves of the maloy lugmav. But if each one drank it separately with a long pause in between, then for sure it's not mitzdarf. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that that was, he showed it to his father Rav Chaim, he thought that that was very difficult. How can you say this? It's tzirf tokta achilas pas, two different people. Tokta achilas pas, if one person eats a little bit now, a little bit later, they say if he eats it soon after each other, then it's mitzdarf. It'll accomplish his seridaita. It's a long pause in between one. But if two different people are drinking, so what does it make a difference whether the second one drank tokta achilas pas or not? It's not going to add up to anything anyway. That was Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik's time. He thought that that Mishnah Berurah was difficult. But there is a Gemara in Zvachim like that. There is such a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara talks about pigul. That it's only pigul if you have in mind when you're shechting the korban and you're doing this because Adam, you have in mind to eat the korban chutz l'zmanah. I'm going to put the meat in the freezer. I'm going to eat it next week. And the Zmana carbon is up tonight, tomorrow. So if I plan to eat a chutz l'zmana, a chutz l'mekama, it'll become possible. But that's only if you had a mind to eat a kazai. So if you had a mind to eat, because the pasuk says, Im he'achol ye'achel b'yam ha'shlish and pigul hu lo yirotzeh. He'achol ye'achol agos echer achilos sodom, echer achilos mizbech. He has a mind to be makter it l'achazmanai, or he has a mind to eat it l'achazmanai. So you have to have a mind achila. So the Gemara has a svara. The Gemara has a discussion. What if he has a mind? He has a mind. He's going to eat a chatzi kazayis next week, and he's going to feed a chatzi kazayis to another person next week. The two chatzayis eis mitzdarf miyachad. And the Gemara says maybe they mitzdarf miyachad only if they're going to both eat the two chatzayis eis and toch de achilos pras of each other. So the Gemara has such a svara. It's a perish Gemara in Zohar. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim thought that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's Taina was a good Taina. Even though it's a Gemara Zvachm, he didn't deal with the Gemara Zvachm. That's what other people pointed out. Gemara Zvachm seems to say that such a thing is possible, to be mitzarf two people's achila, to the achilos pas of each other, even though it's two different stomachs. The food is going into a different stomach. Okay, so this was an interesting Gemara. So we're up to the first wide line, Anun Beis Amin Aleph. The Gemara is commenting on the first machloek is Bisham and Bisil, and the Mishnah was about Kiddush, where they said Bar Piyago from first to last. And Havdalah, the Gemara said, even Bisham agree they should say Bar Piyago from first, because it's called Apukiyam in Beachrina. Okay. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch again that was that on Leil Chanukah, we should ensure we should light the menorah first and then say Havdalah later because Kol Apukiyam in Beachrina. The same thing Spiros HaOmer. On Friday night, when you have to say the minigas, you say Kiddush in Shul, and then you count Spiros HaOmer. The minigas, you first say Kiddush, and then you say Spiros HaOmer. Why? So most of the shuls say because they daven so early, it's not yet Seis HaKachavim, and there's Amma time. So you want to postpone another 5 minutes till you finish the Kiddush, then by then it'll be Seis HaKachavim. But that's the reason that we have. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the official reason is that you want to say Kiddush first because you want to greet the Shabbos as early as possible. You want to welcome the Shabbos as early as possible. Now, Matzai Shabbos, first you say Sfiras HaMech, and then you say Havdalah, because Kol HaPukiyam Me'achrina, based on this Gemara. Okay, so that was the first Machlokes Bisham Rizil. When one recites Kiddush, should he say Bar Piyagofen first? Or should he say the Kiddush first? And we follow this Hillel, that we always say Bar Piyagofen first. By Birchas Erisin, Birchas Nisuin, and by Bris, the one exception to the rule is benching. By benching, you say Bar Piyagofen after the benching. Then the second Machloikis in the Mishnah doesn't go on Shabbos. B'shami Yamrim, the third line in the Mishnah, Nur Alfam Beis, B'shami Yamrim, Dotum La Yadayim, Achakach Mosgim Misakos. These are very strong wine. So they didn't enjoy drinking the wine the way it was. The percentage of alcohol was very high. What's the maximum alcohol? What's the maximum percentage it can be? Something like 12%. Once it has too high a percentage of alcohol, the alcohol kills the microorganisms. So they're not gonna, so it's not going to make any more. The alcohol comes because the microorganisms drink the wine and they spit out alcohol. But if it's too high a percentage of alcohol, then the microorganisms are killed. So it can't be higher than a certain percentage, unless you do some kind of a stunt. But without doing any stunts, it can't be. So they used to do mezigas hakos. They didn't want to have 12% of alcohol. So they did mezigas hakos. What was a normal practice? They would put in 3 units of water, or 4 units of water, and 1 unit of wine. So you're going to have something like 2% alcohol, 3% alcohol. You're going to have much less. So this is on a weekday, a regular weekday. So the Shammai say it's preferable, makes more sense to do Netilus Yadayim first. What's the Netilus Yadayim all about? Netilus Yadayim, the Chachamim made Gzeira D'Rabbanan. The Stam Yadayim, Askoni, is saying, people are not careful what they touch with their hands. And Stam Yadayim Askani saying, so they declared that Stam Yadayim are Sheni Letumah. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing that the hands are Tameh, the rest of the body is Tor. There is no such thing. And when a person is Tevel and a Mikvah, let that person, his Tameh is Tevel and a Mikvah, and I say, his Tevel is hands, so the hands become Tor and the rest of the body is Tameh. You can't be Tevel Lachatzoin either. You have to be Tevel Kol HaGuf Bevasachas. You can't be Tevel Lachatzoin. In the end of the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbi Natam, the first half is the Chidushim on the Masechtas, and the second half are the letters of the Rabbi Natam, Shadas Chutz. So in the second half, he has a letter that he sent to one of his Talmidim, I think the Rabbi Meshulam, if I'm not mistaken. He heard that he gave a shir on Parsha Sashavua. And he made a deal in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when a person is Talmid, he goes to the Mikvah, Verochat says, Kol Besara Bamaim. So the word kol has the connotation, maim shel kol gufo ela behem bebasach. The person has to be submerged under the water of the mikveh. The whole body has to be submerged at the same time. If a person is going to be tevel one hand and the other hand and one leg and another leg, then his chest and the back, then this side of the head, the other side of the head, it doesn't count. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, noticed that by a zav cannot have tefillah in a regular mikveh. He needs maim chayim. It has to be tevel in a mayon. Mayan is the source of the water, it's from under the ground. Tanoim knew there was a water cycle, all the water comes from the rain, but if it's rolling under the ground long enough, then it has a new status of Mayan. And if it rolls down the side of the mountain, the melting snows or the rain is rolling down, then it's a din of mikveh. So Zav needs Davke Mayim Chaim, it needs a Mayan. How long does it have to roll under the ground and then shoot up? Then it should have the din of Mayan. That's a serious discussion. Because all the water is rolling under the ground. So how long a distance? So that's a Mishkanes Yankiv has an important tshuva about that. So the Pasuk that says that a Zav has to be Tevel doesn't use the word Kol. It says that he has to be Rochatz Besar B'mayim Chaim. It doesn't say Kol. So this Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rebbe Meshulam, had a suggestion that maybe by a Zav, you don't need kol guf oila bevasachas. Maybe this, since he's not being tovel in a mikveh, mikveh doesn't help razav, you need davka mayan. Maybe because a mayan is a different form of tahara, maybe you don't need kol guf bevasachas. Rabbi Natam got so upset, he said, you're not allowed to say such a thing, it's against the halacha. So he responded back, he never said it, halacha l'mais, he just said in parshanas ha-mikra, pshuta shal mikra. Rabbi Natam sent back, you're not allowed to say it in Pshuta Shal Mikra either. It's dead wrong, it's 100% wrong. Can't say such a thing even if he Pshuta Shal Mikra. How come the word kol doesn't appear? I don't know. Rabbi Natam doesn't answer. But that was the suggestion that he Pshuta Shal Mikra, that it should make a difference. So in halach, there is no such thing. It can't be a person that touches a davar tameh, so the whole body becomes tameh. Either the whole body becomes tameh, the whole body is tameh. You can't have such a thing. Half of the body is tameh, half of the body is tameh. When a person is tummy and then he wants to become tahor and he's tovel on a mikveh, he can't have tvila lachatzai. You have to be tovel kol gufa b'vasachas. You can't be tovel part and assume that part is tahor and then we'll work on the rest. So here that's exception number one. There are two exceptions to the rule over here. That there's such an institution of tumas hayadayim that the hands are tummy and the rest of the body is tahor. By us, everybody who ever attended a funeral is already an avhatuma, the mesa diabo is hatuma. Tumah is transmitted to us, so we all become an avhatuma. Odom mikelim can become, there are four categories of things that are makabel tumah. Odom mikelim ochel mamashkin. So Adam and Kelim have Tara b'mikveh. Most Kelim have Tara b'mikveh. Klicheres have no Tara b'mikveh. So Adam and Kelim that have Tara b'mikveh can become an av hatumah. Ochel m'mashkim have no Tara b'mikveh, and Klicheres have no Tara b'mikveh. So the Gemara says on the Leis Dap in Erev, and based on the pasuk, called Davishen l'Tara b'mikveh and anasa av hatumah. Can't become an av hatumah. Let's say there's a mace in a room, and then there's Ochel m'mashkim in the room, and there's a Klicheres in the room. So everything in the room is mekabel tumas ohel from the mace. So the other mekelim in the room will become an av hatum because the mace avi avois. So they'll become an av, but the ochel mamashkim and the kecheres in the room will not become an av. They'll become a rishon. That's a pasuk called davish ein latar mikveh ein anasa av hatum.
The practice of washing hands after you go to a funeral, does it accomplish anything?
We assume, the Gemara says one who walks in the Beis HaKvaris, in addition to becoming Tomei, and the only way to become Tohar is if you have a Paraduma with water, so we don't have that, we won't become Tohar. But in addition to the Tumah, there's another issue of Ruach Ra. We don't know exactly what that corresponds to. And if you wash your hands off, then you get rid of the Ruach Ra. You still have the Tumah, but you get rid of the Ruach Ra.
So even if you're part of Chevah Kedisha and you've actually touched the mace,
yeah,
you're washing the hands.
Doesn't remove the Tumah.
Yeah.
It's just to remove the Ruach Ra. Okay. Yeah. The Gemara only says if you, Shulchan Aruch says if you're walking in the cemetery, you walk Bein HaKvarim. The minhag today is, that's already an extension, that even if we're not walking in the cemetery, we attended a funeral home and had the body was there, so then we also wash until it's a dime. We assume maybe there's a Ruach Ra. But that's only if you're in the same room. Let's say a person was not in the same room. He's standing outside. He didn't go inside. Probably doesn't even have to wash his hands. It's not a minute that whoever goes to a funeral has to wash his hands. If you're walking in the cemetery, we assume there's a Ruach Ra. You should wash your hands to remove the Ruach Ra, even though you're not able to remove the Tumah, because we don't have Paraduma water. Or if at least if you're in the same room with the mace, so by way of minig, even though that doesn't say in the Gemara, I assume there may also be a Ruach Ra there. Yeah. So there are two exceptions to the rule over here by this institution of Tumas Edam. Number one, usually there's no such thing that part of the body is Tumah, the rest of the body is Tohar. And here we assume there is a Tumas Hayadayim. Yadayim Shneasim. The hands are Tumah Midirabbanim. And then Chiddush number two, that the hands are shnios. Usually, Adam and Kelim can never be a sheni. Adam and Kelim are only mekabel tumah from an av hatumah, or above, from an av or avi avos hatumah. The mace themselves are the avos hatumah. So if I'm in the same room with the mace, I become an av hatumah. If somebody attended the funeral, so he became an av hatumah and he shakes my hands, he's not the tami ba'ohel. If I'm in the same room with someone else who attended a funeral, I don't become tami. The mace is metami boil. One who attended the funeral is a av hatumah, so he's metami me if I touch his hand. So then it'll make me a rishon l'tumah. But then if I touch another person, so odem mekelim are not mekabel tumah from a rishon l'tumah. Because odem mekelim can never be a sheni. So here, the hands are sheni l'tumah. That's a chiddush. Usually it doesn't exist. Odem should be a sheni l'tumah. That's a question. What's the nature of the din? Adam and Kalim have to be mekabel tumah from an av. They can become a tumah from a rishon. Is that because an Adam the Kalim can never be a sheni? They have to be either av or above. And if they're mekabel tumah from a rishon, then the tumah is going to go down a madrega. Whenever the tumah is transmitted, it's always told the same lavka yetzvah. Tumah always goes down a level. Adam and Kalim can never be a sheni. Is that the reason why? Or is the reason because the Rishon doesn't have enough Tumah to transmit to Adam and Kelim? It's not because Adam and Kelim can't be a Sheni, it's because the Rishon doesn't have enough Tumah. What's the difference? So that's two opinions in the Ramban on the first Daf and Chulin on the level of their Isa. We have a special din by Tumas Mace only, it doesn't apply to any other Tumas. Tumas Mace is din of Cherev Harei Kocholom. So one of the Rishonim writes incorrectly. Cherev Harei Kocholom only applies on the sword with which the person was killed. If a person touches the sword with which someone else lost his life, so the dead person is Avi Avos HaTumah, and the sword with which he lost his life is also Adi Avoy Satum. So that's against all the Mishnayis. Mishnayis of the Verish, the Cheir Ve'er doesn't only apply if it's the weapon with which the person was killed. If it's a metal thing, so let's say I touch a spoon. I attended a funeral, so the mace is Adi Avoy Satum, I become an Avatum. Then I'll touch a metal spoon. No one was killed with the spoon. You can't, even if you try, you probably can't kill someone with a spoon. So the spoon becomes an avatumah. It doesn't become a rishon tumah. By tumas mace only, the din is that whenever the tumah is transmitted to a cherev, it being machlekes rishon, what does mean cherev erkach? Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. So here for the rishonim hold, it only applies to a metal kli. If you have a metal spoon or a metal fork or knife or something like that, so then the level of tumah doesn't go down. The level of tumah remains the same. So if there's a fork or a knife in a room where someone died, so the fork or knife will be avi avoy satumah. And if I attended a funeral and I became an avatumah and I'll touch the spoon or the fork and the knife will become an avatumah. So that's the shaila over here. Let's say someone attended a funeral and the mesa, the avoy satumah, the person is an avatumah. Then he comes home and he touches someone else. So the other person becomes, then he comes home and he touches shakes hands with someone else. So the other person becomes a rishon letumah. Then that rishon letumah touches a metal spoon. So is the din that odem mekalim are not mekabel tumah from a rishon, because Adam and Kelim can't be a sheni, but over here it's going to be a rishon, because of cherev erekachol. Was it din that a rishon the tumah doesn't have enough power? It's such a low level, doesn't have enough power to transmit tumah to Adam and Kelim. It can only transmit tumah to Ochel Mamashkin. That's the first daf in Bava Kamma. But the Ramban, the first daf in Chulin, and based on the base, Ramban has these two opinions, machlokes and rishonim, on a level of their isa. What if the person who's a rishon letumah will touch a metal spoon and it's a tumas mace that he has? So in tumas mace, you apply the rule of cherev erekachol. Fine. So there's an institution of tumas yadayim. Yeah. Then there's a requirement you have to wash until the yadayim before you eat bread. What is that based on? So there is a requirement you have to wash until the yadayim before you touch truma, even if you're not eating. Let's say I'm not a kain, I can't eat truma, but I'm going to give the truma to a kain. So if I'm going to yadayim shniyaseim, the din is that in chulin, the lowest, the tumah, a mace is avi avoy satumah. Someone attends the funeral, the same room at the mace, it becomes an avatumah. The avatumah shakes hands with someone else after the funeral, it becomes a rishon letumah. The rishon letumah touches some oichel mamashkin, touches other mekelim, not mekabel tumah. If it touches oichel mamashkin, they'll become a sheni letumah. So in chulin, that's as far as you go. Ain sheni osli shlishi bechulin. That's over here, the fourth wide line, anun beis amar alef. That's the rule. By chulin, by non-kodesh things, the lowest level that tuma can be is a sheni, and it doesn't go to shlishi. But by truma it goes to shlishi, by kochim it goes to revi, and by poradum it goes to chamishi. By kochim, by truma it goes to shlishi, and by kochim it goes to revi. That's revi bakodesh. That's mishnayis like that. The Rasha Mishnayis quotes this Tosefta, that by Paraduma there is even a lower Madrega of Chamishi. How come it's not in the Mishnayis? I don't know. Why is it only in the Tosefta? I don't know. And then the Gemara at the end of the first parak himself explains that all these things, Revi, Bakodesh, and Chamishi, but Paraduma isn't possible on the level of the Rasha. It's only possible on the Rabban. It doesn't exist. There is no such case on the level of the Rasha. Maybe theoretically it should have been, because the more Mekudosh it is, and the more susceptible it is to Psul Tumah. But on the level of the Rice, it doesn't exist. Fine. So, when a person wants to touch Truma, or a kohen wants to eat Truma, so he has to make sure that he's Tohar. If he's Tumah, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Even if his whole body is Tohar, but his hands are Stam Yadayim, so Stam Yadayim are Askoni, is saying. So the Chum declared that Stam Yadayim have a Tumah of Sheni. So if sheni is also shlishi b'truma, so if you're going to touch the truma with your bare hands without having first washed the tilus yadayim, then you're going to pasul the truma, you're going to make the truma into a shlishi. So whenever you want to touch truma, whenever you want to eat truma, You have to wash until the sedam. Even if the chuma is not hamoitzi, you only have to wash until the sedam. If you're eating chulin, if you're eating bread, if you eat other things, you don't have to wash until the sedam. But by chuma, whatever you're touching, if you're touching grapes, or you're touching apples, whatever grows from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, fruits and vegetables. Flesh can't be a chuma. It doesn't grow from the ground. It's not gidul karka. Chuma has to be something that grew in Eretz Yisrael. So there is a requirement for Netilas Adam for Truma. And then they made Exera by Chulin, by bread only, Mishum Srach Truma. Because by Truma there's a real requirement to wash Netilas Adam, because Tam Yadayim Ashnir saying, and if you touch the Truma, you make it a Shlishi. So here they're required by eating bread. Then there's another reason Tosis points out in the first daf, second daf in Kol Abasa, Mishum Nikias. The non-Jews also wash their hands before they eat a meal. Mishum nikias, it's hygienic considerations. So the Chayyadim has a suffix. What's the din? If a person is washed until his yadayim, and he removed the tumas hayadayim, then in the middle of the meal, he touches a sefer Torah, or he touches a pair of tefillin. So the Mishnahs have that kis v'akodesh ha-metamines hayadayim. What kind of a strange din is that? That's what the Mishnah records at the tzedukim in the days of the Baisheni were making fun of the rabbis. What to say the Torah? Tell me. Well, why do you say the Sefer Torah? Matamna said that. So the Gemara has a whole explanation why. What motivated the rabbis to institute this din? They never said the Sefer Torah is Tommy. They said, you're not allowed to touch a bare Sefer Torah. And this serves as a deterrent to make sure that you shouldn't touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. So they said, whoever touches the Sefer Torah with his bare hands, so the hands become Tommy. So the Shaiva is, Chayodim has a suffix. What if a person in the middle, he washed until he said, in the middle of eating his bread, and then in the middle of the meal, he touches tefillin, he touches a Sefer Torah, or he touches the Eitz Chaim of a Sefer Torah. That's also Metamnis HaYadayim. So when the Chachamim made the Gzeref and Atilis HaYadayim, so we usually assume that there are two considerations. One is Mishum Strach Truma. By Truma, it's a real concern. You have Tumas HaYadayim. So you're not allowed to eat the truma. But by chulin, you can eat chulin in the state of truma. So did you say, but nonetheless, they made a gzera, when you're eating bread of chulin, you have to wash until it's a dayim to remove the tumas ayadayim. Or is it only mishum nikias? Maybe there's no issue of tumas ayadayim at all, only mishum nikias. That's the sofik in the chayyod. So the quote from the Brisker Rab that he pointed out, it seems to be a beferish and machlokes harishanim, whether until it's a dayim for chulin, for eating bread, is both Mishum Srach Truma and because of Nikias, or it's only Mishum Nikias. Here Rashi says a few times in explaining the Gemara that if the person's going to wash until he's a dime for bread, and then in the middle of the meal, he's going to touch the back of a kli, which is Tameh, it's going to be Mitamis Ayadayim. Here Rashi has on the first wide line, on Nun Beis Amid Aleph, the last four words, the last three words, Nim Tzarech will be a dime Miso Abbas, it's going to be Mitamis hands in the middle of the meal. But then he's going to be eating the rest of the bread, the tumas ayadayim. And Rashi repeats it again. That's the posh pshat in the Gemara. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the fellow is not a kohen who's eating truma. Unless he's going to restrict the Mishnah, the Bisham and the Mesil and Mishnah, only talking about a kohen who's eating truma. Posh pshat in the Mishnah, the fellow is washing for bread in the all week long, not Shabbos. He's washing for bread. And the tilas yadayim, you have to be concerned mishum tumah. And if after having washed the hands, you're going to touch a sefer Torah, you're going to touch a tefillin or a tzuas, then you have to wash all over again if you want to continue to eat bread. That's problematic. So what they do in the days of the Gemara, they used to wear tefillin all day long. So the guy's wearing the tefillin. So he washes until it's your dime, but then he's touching the tefillin in the middle of the meal. Unless he had to take off. We don't, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that we don't even allow achilas aroi with the tefillin on. Because we don't wear tefillin all day long. Mikar adin, you're allowed to have achilas aroi with tefillin on. But today we don't permit it. Let's say sometimes someone has yahrzeit, so he wants to have a cake or something after breakfast, after shachris. He says everybody nash, that everybody's saying a bracha bar many mezonos, so saying shahakal on schnapps. So the fact that so many people are saying a bracha should be considered as chus for his father, as yahrzeit for his parent, and everybody's saying a bracha. So sometimes someone didn't take off his tefillin yet, and the guy's in a rush to leave. He wants to go home. So is it permissible to eat the cookies when you still have the tefillin on? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not really right. In the days of the Gemara, they wore tefillin all day long. So if you only have achilas haroi, that's permissible with tefillin on. But today, that we only wear the tefillin an hour a day, so that's not right even to have achilas haroi. But the question is, in the days of the Gemara, that they wore the tefillin all day long, and the guy wants to eat a meal, Zitak has to take off the tefillin, because when he washes, the tefillin is done. I guess so. I remember once someone had a shayla, a religious man asked my father a shayla. He's Mabes Sedrin in the middle of his meal on Shabbos. So he's touching the Chumash. So is it Metameh Hayadayim? So the answer is no. Only a Sefer Torah is Metameh Hayadayim. A printed Chumash, not Metameh Hayadayim. But the person didn't realize that. Okay, it was a nice shayla. He knew the Chayyadam, that there's an issue. If you touch a Sefer Torah in the middle of the meal, that maybe you have to wash again. This Gemara sounds like yes. This Gemara seems the premise of the whole discussion, Bisham and Bishil, is that if they washed until they said dying for bread, and then your hands became tummy because of the touching the outside of the kli, which was tummy, then you got to wash all over again. And if you don't wash all over again, you're in violation of eating without until they said dying. That's what it sounds like.
But you see now in Israel, especially around the old city, in Meir, you see guys wearing tefillin all day long.
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. So what do they do when they eat a sandwich? Mm-hmm. Should ask them. Next time we go there, so we got to ask them. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the background here. Some more background is the following. Normally, kelim amekabel tumah. There are two types of kelim, as she says. There's klei cheres, earthenware. There are three. There's clay adoma. There are earthenware kelim that were never baked in an oven. They still have kelim like that in the farms in Russia. They have clay adoma. There is such a thing as a clay. There are clay glolin, clay adoma, and clay avonim are not makabel tumah. Let's say you have plates made from stone. So a stone plate is not makabel tumah at all. Clay avonim, clay adoma, and clay glolin. Golol is two pshatim in Rashi. Or the golem means, the Evan Glam means ivory, or golem means from Tsoyas Behemoth. They still make in Russia, in the farms, they still make kelim from Galilei Behemoth. Such a thing does exist. In Russia, on the farms, they don't make from ivory, they can't afford that, but they still make clay golem. So there's a clay adoma that's not makabel tumah at all. Then there's a clay cheres. Clay cheres means the same clay adoma, china. China dishes, china plates, china a mug. So that's baked out in a kiln, in an oven. So that's kli cheres. So what's the din of kli cheres? So kli cheres, once it becomes tummy, has no tarah b'mikveh. That's one din. Then there's another funny din. It's only mekabel tumah if you touch it from the inside. Touch it from the outside, there's no tumah at all. And all the other kelim that are mekabel tumah are called kli shetef. Rashi tells you the lashon here. Four lines from the bottom. Kli shetef means kelim that if they'll become tummy, you can be shetef them amayim. You can be tabled them in a mikvah, they'll become tar. The klicheres has no tar in mikvah, so it's not a shetev. But klishetev means if you have wooden kelim or metal kelim, other kelim. That's a question. That if you have, what if you have synthetic material, you have plastic kelim? So it's probably not mekabel tumah at all. Glass kelim, minatora, glass is not mekabel tumah. There's no pasuk in Chumash. And the rabbis made exera the rabbanon that klis chuches is mekabel tumah mid the rabbanon. Torah has no tumah. And on plastic, they never made it in Midrabban. So it's probably not even Kabul tumah Midrabban. I'll be pashtus. Now, does it make on all other kelim, it doesn't make a difference whether you touch the kli from the inside or from the outside. Is it Kabul tumah from the inside or the outside by kli cheres? It makes a difference. Touch it on the outside, there's no tumah. If you touch it on the inside, the whole kli will, the kli will become tumah. The whole kli will become tumah. Okay, then there's a din of mashkim. If you have a liquid that people drink, if you have mashkim that are tummy, how tummy can the mashkim be already? So mashkim, oichel and mashkim have no tara b'mikveh, so they can never reach the level of avatum. That's the gemara, the last daf next to the list on base in Erevin, called shein lo tara b'mikveh in anasa avatum. So the worst that the mashkim can be is going to be a rishon l'tum. Okay? Let's say you have a container of you have water in a room, and there's a dead body in the room, and there's water in the room. So the water becomes tummy, tumas ohel. But the maces are the avos atumas. Any person who's in the room will become an avatume, any kelim in the room will become an avatume, but the ochel mamashkim will only become a rishon l'tumah, because dov she'en l'tar v'mikveh, and an asa avatume. Now, kelim are only mekabel tumah from an avatume or above. A kli cannot be mekabel tumah from a rishon l'tumah. So, by definition, if you have mashkim that are tumah, they can never be an av. The highest level it can be is a rishon l'tumah. So Rishon Mashkim that a Tommy should not be able to be Metamei Kli at all. But the Rabbanan made a takana that it is Metamei Kli. Why did they make such a takana? The Rashi quotes from the Gemara that sometimes there is a rare case, the last line of Rashi on the Omid Dun Beis Amin Allah, sometimes there's Mashke Hazav, that the Gemara calls it Mayonis Hazav. There are certain Mashkim from Hazav and Hazava that do have the din of an Av Hatum. What is that? Roko, Bizovo Ameme Raglov. There's a live of the Zav that's a pasuk in Chumash V'chiyor Kazav Batohar. So the Rok of the Zav has a din just like the Zav himself has an Avatuma. The Rok of the Zav has the status of an Avatuma. So Roko and Zovo Ameme Raglov have the status, that's called Mayonis Azav. They're all together. Mayonis Azav have a din of Avatuma. So that people shouldn't forget, so they made a Chumim with the Rabbana, they're all Mashkin. Even though Mashkin, by definition, can never be an Avatume, an Ochel Mekelim, a Ronim Bekabotume from an Av and above, but since there is such a thing as Mayonis Azav, a Mashke, that is an Avatume, so there were guys, even when the Mashkin are not an Avatume, it's only a Rishon Tumah, also Metamekelim, but it's only Metamekelim in the Rabbana. So is there any difference, Halacha Lemaise, if a kli became tamim and a Torah kli became tamim with the Rabbanan? So Rashi on the top of Amud Beis says, yes, it makes a difference. Let's say you have Truma Bekachim in the kli. So the kli becomes tamim and it transmits the Tumah to the Truma or the Kachim. We have a pasuk in Chumash that says that if Kachim became tamim, it's a mitzvah to burn it. If a korban becomes tamim, it's a mitzvah to burn it. What about Truma? So the Gemara has in Rabbi Madlikin, Kishem shemitzvah lisrof es hakachm shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisrof es hatrumah shenitmes. Just like there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to burn kachm shenitmu, so too. So Tosfos there has two opinions. One opinion is that it's really a din d'oraisa. Kishem she, just like there's a pasuk in Chumash, that there's a mitzvah to burn kachm shenitmu, that's a pasuk. So too there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to burn trumah shenitmes. The other opinion in Tosfos is not. Just like you got to burn it, you got to burn it, but it's only made the Rabban. There is a pasuk by Truma. So that din, that if Truma was nitmes and kachim were nitmo, you have to burn it, that's only if it's nitma tumah deraisa. But if it only became tummy made the Rabbanan, it's only make believe made the Rabbanan. On the level of the raisa, the Truma and the kachim is still tohar. So that there's an iser. You're not allowed, there's a pasuk that says, mishmeres Truma isa. You have to handle the Truma with care to see to it that it shouldn't become tamim. Mishmeres trumaisa means handle a truma with care, it shouldn't become nipsad. Let's say I'm going to have a wine of truma, I'm going to put it in a cup that's leaking. I'm going to drink it, but a lot of the truma juice, orange juice or wine is going to be leaking out on the sand. I'm on the beach, it's going to leak out. So that's not right. That's a violation of mishmeres trumaisa to allow the truma to become halach v'nifsad, or to allow the truma to become nitma. I'm going to leave the truma at a location. I know that the children are playing there, little infants are playing, and the baby is tummy, and the baby's going to touch it. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to leave the truma in a location where it may get ruined or may become tummy. Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin, if there's a din of mishmeres trumoisai, so it's a kal v'chaim that there's a din of mishmeres by kochim. There is no pasuk, but it's a kal v'chaim from mishmeres trumoisai. So you have to be careful not to allow the truma become, or the kachim to become nitma or to be holach libu. So let's say you have truma the kachim, which on the level of the raisa tohor and the rabbanan, they were held in a kli, that the kli was makabal tuma from mashkim, that are only tamim with the rabbanan, because of the gzeira otu mayonis hazav. But it's only a make-believe tuma with the rabbanan, it's not a real tuma. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, you're not allowed to be served from truma the kachim on that. That's an issue. There's a big Tosfos in Chagiga, in the second paragraph of Chagiga. There are contradictions between different Gemara. Some Gemara say there's a big Tosfos on Amud Aleph, a big white Tosfos on the bottom. there are contradictions in different Gemaras and Mishnayos whether Truma Bekotchim, Truma mainly, that became Tomei Midirabonin, you don't burn it? It's not control, you don't burn it? Or is it only over here? So Taisa says sometimes yes, sometimes no. If it's Nitma Midirabonin, sometimes you do burn it. How can you burn it? Aren't you in violation of Mishmeres Trumaisa? The answer is you can't eat it anyway. Mishmeres Trumaisa means be careful with the Truma. Don't let it become, don't burn it, and don't destroy it, and don't let it become Tomei. Because it's a mitzvah to eat it. But this stuff, midirabbanan, you can't eat it. Stand on your edge. Doesn't have to come. You can't eat it. They said midirabbanan, you have to act as if it was mekabel tumah, so you're not allowed to eat it. So Taisus says it could be that that there is no isa mishmeres tumah. If the thing is tumah midirabbanan, maybe there's no isa. So there are contradictions. You have to say that some tumahs midirabbanan, not all the tumahs midirabbanan, they're on the same level. Some of them are lower level midirabbanan. So the lower level midirabbanan, so there you say, ain't sorf and truma v'kotchim alav. But if it's a higher level of the tumah d'rabbanan, like over here, this is so far-fetched, they were geyser that mashkin, amutame, a kli is only mekabel tumah from an avatuma, and oichim mashkin by definition can never be an avatuma, but because sometimes there is an avatuma mashkin, namely mayonis azav, so they made a din that all mashkin, that are only reaching the tumah, are metame yasakli midirabban. So that's mamish from thin air. That's so far away from the original din deraisa, that's a lower level din derabban. So this for sure ain't sarfin all of tumah v'kotchim. So in order to make a heker that everyone should realize that this is only a tumah midirabban, so they made a din that if the mashkim were metame the kli on the outside, we're talking about kli shetva, Rashi says. We're not talking about kli cheres. Kli cheres are not mekabel tumah from the outside period. But a kli shetef means metal kelim, a wooden kelim, are mekabel tumah either from the inside or from the outside, but we made a newfangled shinoi over here. If the kli shetef, if the wooden or the metal kelim are mekabel tumah on the outside from a mashke, that's a rishon letumah, so then we say only the outside of the kli is tumah, the inside of the kli is not tumah. If the mashkim tumeyim were metameh the kli from the inside, and we say the whole kli is tummy through and through, the inside, the outside. But if and you got to remember that it only became nitma because of the mashkim tameyim, and if there'll be truma v'kotchim, ain't sarf malam, you shouldn't burn it. But if the kli was mekabel tumah from the outside, then it's not metame the inside. Why they break it apart? So he says because the old tumah is only a lower level. The rabbanah of the berabbanah hakeri is quoting Agamar. They made a heker delayed where everyone should realize the midrabbanah who keich the lelis v'valot truma v'kotchim. That's the top two lines in Rashi, on the base. He's quoting Gemaras. That's a verbatim quotation from the Gemara. So this is the background of the whole discussion over here. So now the Gemara is going to explain this Machlekes HaTanoim. Machlekes Bisham and Bisil is again, starts from the third line in the Mishnah, Nun Aleph on the base. It goes in the middle of the week, Rashi says. Nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Bisham is saying, Notlim La'yadak. See, there are two practices. Whether you wash before Kiddush or you wash after Kiddush. So some say mistakenly, that's the Machlekes B'Sham and B'Sil in the Mishnah. Some Rishonim had it like that. That the Machlekes says, whether you wash before, the Ramor lived in Poland than Krakow. He writes, the meaning was, he used to wash before Kiddush. And the rest, and the Yekas do like that. And the rest of the world washes after Kiddush. They wash after Kiddush. So if you read the Mishnah without care, it sounds like that's the machlokes hatanoim. Bishama say, first you wash until it's yadayim, and then you fill up the cup to say Kiddush. And Bishama say, no, first you say Kiddush, and then you wash until it's yadayim. So that's what Rashi says, no, it goes on the weekdays. We're not talking at all about the Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. So what is the issue? Whether you should wash until it's yadayim first. So the Gemara is going to explain it here. In the first white line, on Nun Beis Aminal, Tana Rabbana, the Tosefta explains what's going on. Why? If you're gonna mosgim, strictly speaking, means that you mix the wine was too powerful, the percentage of alcohol was too high. The guy can't take 12% alcohol. He's gonna put in three or four units of water to every 1 unit of wine. So he's gonna only have 20% instead of having 12% alcohol. He's gonna have 1/5 of that. Gonna have less than 3% alcohol in the whole thing. So that's called mezigas hakos. When you mix in a lot of water and it tastes better. Mm-hmm. We had a machlekes hatanoim, the special super bracha, bar pi agafen, Does it make sense to say the special bracha if the yayin is not mazuk? So the one tanimus, we don't fast like that. One tanimus of the opinion, you only say the bracha bar piagof, and if it's very pleasant tasting wine, if you did mazigas hakos, but you have the wine, you didn't mix in any water, and it has 12% alcohol, that's people don't enjoy that. So then you only say bar piagof. It doesn't have the special super mila of the bracha bar piagof. We paskin even yayin mazuk, even yayin sheni mazuk, you also say bar piagof. The Gemara says you can't use it for a koshal bracha. For kiddush and bechas hamazon ala kos hamdola, you have to have yayin mazik, it has to be pleasant taste. But it still has the bracha brak yagov. Nachamot. So b'shama, I say you got to wash until it's done first. Why? Shema toim and mazik and misak kos chila. If you're going to say first you mix the wine, zera. If you didn't wash your hands yet, so your hands are still stam yadayim shnir saying shemi yitam when you'll be mixing in the wine with the water in the cup. So a lot of times when you, we don't mix water in the cup. Our wines are good the way they are. So our wines are not so strong in the first place. So even when you're pouring wine into the cup, a lot of times people spill too much and it overflows. So certainly if you're going to be mixing in wine with water with different percentages, so there's a concern that some of it may overflow. Shemi, and his hands are still tummy. He didn't wash them until his yadayim yet. Stam yadayim askoni is saying, and it's a sheni letumah. Shemi yitamu mashkim shachuri hakos mashmas yadav. Maybe the overflowing wine, whether it's wine or water, the wine is makabal tumah, the water is makabal tumah. Mashkim. There's a machlik, is the Rambam and the Rabbi. The Rambam holds only the Zayin mashkim. There are seven mashkim, official mashkim. The Rashi Pevis is Yad Shach Adam. The seven mashkim are machshel lekabal tumah. The din is that ochel was only mekabel tumah if it was rinsed off with water. Let's say all the flour that we have is all bleached. So the flour means that it was washed off. If it wouldn't be bleached, it wouldn't be white, it would be dirty. So we're very appreciative that they do bleach the flour. So whenever you make bread, cake, or cookies, it always has water in it already. The flour was already washed off. Or let's say you have an apple. So if they didn't wash the apple off, the apple is not mekabel tumah. If they rinsed off the apple with one of the Zayin Mashkin, the Yad Shach Adam, then the Oichel Mamekabel Tumah. So the Rambam's opinion is that Allah only recognizes Zayin Mashkin, and orange juice is not from the Zayin Mashkin. It's made Peris. Made Peris are not Mekabel Tumah. It's not an Oichel, and it's not a Mashke. Allah only recognizes the Zayin Mashkin. And the writer disagrees. He said, what is he talking about? Zayin Mashkin is to be Mashke Oichel Mekabel Tumah, but Mashke is Mekabel Tumah. Whatever is Kamashke Sheishaseh. If it's royal ishtiya sodan, if something's only royal achilas behema, let's say hay, the horses eat hay, or the cows eat some kind of food. So michael behema is not mekabel tumah. Only michael odom is mekabel tumah. The same thing mashkin. If you have dirty water that the cows would drink, that's not the royal achilas sodan. It's not mekabel tumah. Kol mashkin sheishasa v'chol kli yitma mashkin that's royal achilas sodan. Ishtiya sodan is mekabel tumah. So some of the water with the wine may overflow. The water in the wine luchalade is they're both mekabel tumah, and he didn't wash his hands yet, so his hands are shnias, and shenios is shlishi b'trumah, but not b'chulin. Over here, the guy's not eating trumah, but we have so many dinim derabbanan. This is at the end of the Bai Sheni period. They made all these gzeiros derabbanan. They made so many chumras in the areas of tumah v'tara. So this is another one of the Gzeiros Rabbanan. That Stam Yadayim Shnia is saying, so Sheni is also Shlishi B'Truma. If you touch Truma, you passel it. You can't eat it. And then, Kola Metame Esach, Kola Paisel Esach Truma, Yadayim Shnia, if you'll touch Truma, you'll passel it. So it's Metame Esach Mashkim Lias Trila. Even though the hands are only Sheni, Ein Sheni also Shlishi B'Chulin, by chulin, the tum only goes down to the level of sheni, doesn't go lower. And stam yadayim shnia saying hand is sheni, so she say it can only be mitamei shuma kachim or paraduma. Shouldn't be able to be mitamei chulin. So that's a chumer mid'rabbanan that since yadayim ashnias, and if you touch shuma, it passes it. Kola poisel asat shuma mitamei samashkim liyas tchilo. If you touch with your hands, you stick your finger into a container of water, so the water becomes a rishon l'tumah. Your hands are a sheni. So usually the rule is that whenever you transmit tumah goes down a madrega. The sheni makes a shlishi b'chur, b'chumah, b'kachim. And here it goes up. And Sheni, since Sheni would pass all Truma to make it a Shlishi, since Matamas HaMashkim will be a Strila, the Mashkim will be a Rishon Letumah. And then the Rishon Letumah will be Matameh, the Kli, from the outside. But the Rishon can never be Matameh Kelim, but that's it. They made it in by Mashkim. Even though the Mashkim is not, that's the bottom line of Rashi, because there is sometimes, once in a rare case, if you have Mayonis HaZav, you have Roko HaZobam, and Miraglov, of the Zav, is an Avhatum, it's Matameh or the Mekelim. And they made exerb in the Rabban of the any mashkin, even though the mashkin is only a rishon letuma. So the mashkin could be metamed the cleef on the outside. So that's what Beis Shammai's concern is. They say you better first wash until it's your dime before you do mezigasaka. Shimata ime hit the second white line. And then Beis Amir Aleph and the Gemosh. Shimata ime mezgam sakos tchila. If you're going to mix in the wine with the water to do the meziga first, before you wash it, some of the wine or the water will overflow. And the fellow will be touching it with his bare hands. Shema yitamu mashkim shachuri hakois. Shachuri hakois means that's going to overflow. He didn't intend it to, but it often will happen, especially if it happens if you're only pouring wine. Certainly most of it is going to do mezigit. He's mixing the wine with the water, and he has to remember what proportion he's supposed to make it. So some of it may overflow. So Shema Yitamu Amashkin Machmas Yodov, the Yachsuru Yitamu, as a kois, and then the Mashkin will be Mitamid the kos from the outside. Frag the Gemara, if that's what the Shammai are concerned about, so what did they have to go? Because the water is going to overflow, and the hands are going to touch the water, and the water is going to touch the cleaf on the outside. Why don't you say the hands are going to touch the cleaf on the outside? The hands will be Mitamid the cleaf. Frag Gemara, but the Tamid Yadayim the kos. Let the Yadayim be Mitamid the kos directly. What do you have to go indirectly? Some of the wine mixed with the water will overflow, and the hands will be Mitamid the wine, and the wine will be Mitamid the cleat. Tregmar, let it be Mitamid directly. But the Tamid Yadayim, usually, whenever the tumah is transmitted, goes down. So here it's going to be directly. So what do you say? You're concerned. You're going to touch the mashkin. The mashkin is going to touch the cleat. It's going to go directly. It's going to be worse. Gemar says, no. Here it's going to be better. The time of mashkim lekos, it's not going to go. Yadayim shnei sein, and sheni osin shlishi bechulin. The becher, the cup is chulin. Eloi de mashkim, but if you have mashkin on the outside, then since yadayim shnei, yadayim apostle mesatruma, called apostle mesatruma, the time of mashkim lias tchila makes the mashkim a rishon, and then the din with the rabbanan is because of the chashash, the gzera of otu mayanas azav, so that'll be metamidikli. And what's the tragedy if it'll be metamidically? So that Beis Shammai hold, you're not allowed to, all week long, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to use a kli in the middle of a meal, that the outside of the kli is tamid. The Gemara is going to finish the sentence later. And the Sila hold, there's nothing wrong. Sila hold is here, Beis Shammai Sabri, the second line from the top of Nun Beis and Beis. The Shammai Sabbath, they're of the opinion. Also, the Shammish Bekli, Shenitmu, Achurav, Vemashkin. Why? Why can't you? The guy is not, there's no concern. If the guy wants to eat Karbonis, or the guy wants to eat Truma, so we understand. There's a Din Med Rabbanon that if you eat Oichlim on the level of the Raisa, Oichlim and Mashkin can never be an Avatum. Ein Lotar, Bemekvein, and Nasa Avatum. So if I eat oichlam amashkim, it can never be mitamei me. If I touch it, if I eat it, it can't be mitamei me. But with the Rabbanon, they made, that's another din with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon's on top of the Rabbanon. They made a din with the Rabbanon that's called Tumas HaGviya. Gviya means the body, the Gufa Odom. So Tumas HaGviya is a din. If I ate oichlam mitameim, or I drank mashkim mitameim, it's mitamei me with respect to that I can't eat truman, I can't eat kachim. So Beis Shammai have this chumra. Also, the shtamis b'klish nidit machur b'mashkin. Why? What's the great tragedy? Gzera mishum nitzoytzos. What's the concern? What's the concern mishum nitzoytzos? What does Rashi explain? In the middle of drinking, some of the wine in the cup may spill on the outside. Shem yitzu nitzoytzos mitaycho al achurav. Some of the drink they spill on the outside. V'hitamu mashkim she'me'achurav machmasachurayim. So the mashkim that's overflowed, a kli that's the outside is tamei, On the level of the Isa, there is no such thing. The outside is tummy, the inside is tummy. Just like a kid, there is no such thing. My hands are tummy, the rest of the body is tummy. Either the whole kli is tummy or the whole kli is tummy. Klicheris is not makabutum on the outside, it is makabutum on the inside. Makabutum on the inside, the whole thing run through his tummy. Here there's a, just like they made a din, the yadayma tummy, the rest of the body is tar. They made such a din by the kli. The kli shenikba machmas mashkin on the outside, so the inside is going to be tahar. So if he's drinking, he has a mashka on the inside is tahar, the mashka is tahar. But if some of the mashka is going to overflow, sometimes it happens, how much is going to overflow already? A few drops are going to overflow. It's not going to be a revius. So you see from all these gemaras that that mashka mamakabal tumi even less than a revius.
They had, there was some place
of
English at that time, right?
Yeah. I mean, so all these Gzeiris were towards the end of the Baisheni period. They made tons of Gzeiris. Uh-huh. Yeah. They so kept on being mach more and more in Tumah Vetara, yeah. So what was the concern here? Shema, some of the fluid that he's drinking will overflow a little bit. It's not going to be a revius, much less than a revius. That's the Rajbo in Shabbos has. He collects all the Gemaras. He sees from all the Gemaras just a few drops on the Kabbal Tumah. What's it din by Ochlim, Ochel? In order for Ochel to be Metami Acherim, it has to be Kibbeitza. Pachas mi Kibbeitza is Mekabbal Tumah, but it's not Metami Acherim. And that's a Machlikas Rashi and Rabbi Natan. Pachas mi Kibbeitza Ochel is Mekabbal Tumah. So Rashi holds that that's Minatur. Pachas mi Kibbeitza Mekabbal Tumah Minatur. But it's not metami acherim min haTorah. And Rabbi Natan says no. Pachas mikabetsa min haTorah is not mekabel tuma either. The whole mekabel tuma is only midrabban. Rabbi Natan brings a raya because it's a din of shviras hakelim. It's a din if a klicheris becomes tummy, has no tarab and mikvah. So once it becomes tummy, so it's tummy lioilam void. There's no way to be metairit. You have to smash it and throw it out in the garbage. So the pasuk says no. If a klicheris becomes tummy and you smash it, and no longer has the sheer kli, so then it becomes tohar, and then even if you glue it back together again, it'll remain tohar. So that din of shviras hakelim, the chumash only recommends it. The chumash only writes it with respect to kli cheres. Any other kli, why should you want to smash it? Be toivel in the mikveh. Why should you smash it and glue it back together again? But it works by other kelim also. You'll gain, let's say, a kli became tomei because it was in the oil ames, in the mace avia avos atumah. And the kli became tummy tumah, so it became an av hatumah. So you need hazar shlishi shvi. You have to have paraduma water, sprinkle it on the third day after it became tummy, on the seventh day, and then mitovel it in the mikveh. You need hazar shlishi shvi. So the Gemara in Shabbos tells the story with Heleni Hamalka. Heleni Hamalka, not sure Heleni Hamalka, Shlom Tzion Hamalka. Shlom Tzion Hamalka was the sister of Rav Shimon Shetach, and she was married to this Meshugana Yana Hamelech. So she was once making a whole fancy banquet, and all of the silver or golden kalim became tameh, tumas meis. And it would take a week to do hazlah shlishi shvi, and then mitovel in the mikveh. So she had her experts break every single fork and knife and solder them back together again, so you don't have to wait 7 days. So for a millionaire who has servants who can do all that work, pays, okay, if you have nothing better to do with your money, so you can break all the kelim and glue them back together. Normal person would never do that. So because of that incident that she broke it and she glued it back together, so they made a din midrabbanan that the tumah yishana comes back again. The old tumah comes back. And because the incident happened with the kli mateches, so they only made the chumer by kli mateches. By kli cheres, if you smashed it and you glued it back together again, once you smash it, it's tahar, and then you glue it back together again, it doesn't get the tumah yesh miyai. But by Kli Mateches, that's where the incident happened with Shlom Tzion Hamalka. So they made a dimid rabbon, that if you glue it back together again, tumah comes back again. So Nachum also, what is Beis Shammai concerned about here? Shemo Beis Shammai said, also this time is beklish and dipachur b'mashkin. Why? Is there mishim nitzoytzos? Maybe some, if the outside of the kli is tamei, the inside of the kli is tohar, so the wine inside is tohar. The outside of the kli will be tamei. So some of the wine inside of the water, whatever it has inside, some of the water will overflow, a few droplets will overflow, and it'll be mekabel tumah from the outside of the kli, and then the fellow is going to be holding it with his hands. He's in the middle of eating a meal, and you have to have the tilis yadayim to remove the tumah, not just mishum nekiyas. So in the middle, the mashkim are going to become tchila. It's going to be metamis yadayim to make the yadayim shnias. So then it's going to be nimtza echel b'lein tilis yadayim. Like Rashi said in Amaral, like that Chai Yodam. If in the middle of the meal, after having washed the tilis yadayim, your hands become tamei, even though you didn't touch mekamis hamechusim shabeguf, he touched something, he touched the Sefer Torah that causes tumah. Or he touched mashkim temeyim that have the status of a rishon letumah, and they cause the yadayim to become sheni letumah. That's what Rashi says, maybe some of the nitzotzes below, nitzotzes means it'll overflow, and they will be metamis yadayim, and then it's going to come out that he's eating the bread without until the yadayim, because the yadayim became nitmu in the middle. Same as Rashi wrote that on Amaral. So that's Beis Shammai's opinion, that you better wash until it's yadayim in advance before you do the mezigas hakos. Otherwise, he may cause the yadayim maker, there may be some water, and he may cause the outside of the kli to become tummy. And they hold you're not allowed to use a kli in a meal where the outside of the kli is tummy because of this concern, because of the nitzotzes, and then the nitzotzes will be metamis yadayim, then he's going to continue to eat bread. And he'll be eating bread without the benefit of Matilah Sadai.
Nitzotzis, though, could happen if you watch him put a sign before. Nitzotzis are not dependent on him. That happens later. After
he... Happens later, but the Gemara is explaining why they hold it's not permissible to continue to use a kli in the middle of the meal that where the outside is tummy. They still hold it is permissible. But Bishami hold you're not allowed to use a kli where the outside is tummy. Why? Because some of the droplets may overflow from inside, and the outside of the kli is tamei, so it's going to cause the droplets to become arishon. And then the guy's going to hold the cup with his finger. The droplets are less than the reveis, but they're mekabel tumah from the outside of the cup. And then he's going to continue to eat bread in the middle of the meal. He's eating belina tilis yadayim. He did the tilis yadayim, but touching the nitzotzes, pasul the yadayim. Maybe a diamond to sheni the tumah again.
Right. So, what's the solution for that?
So their solution is you're not allowed to use a kli to eat in the middle of a meal if the outside of the kli is tumah.
So you shouldn't use metal.
You can use a metal kli, but if it's tumah on the outside, you're not allowed to use it.
Yeah, but that's not helped by initially washing. You make mezigah.
You have to leave the tire.
Might bring about the tummy.
I have a Torah kli that's tahor. And now if I didn't wash until it's Yadayim, the Yadayim cannot be metami directly the kli, because Yadayim ashnias ain't shenios and shlishi b'chulin. But when he's rinsing out the cup, when he washes until it's Yadayim, he may leave a little bit of water on his hands. And that water, nochamo. What's the concern of Beis Shammai? You have to wash until it's time for Hashem Atam and Moslem is Akos Tchila. His hands are still Tamei. So some of the Mashkin may overflow Achuri Akos. He'll be Mitamei the Mashkin. The Mashkin will be Mitamei the outside of the Kli. And that's the next step. They hold you're not allowed to use such a Kli in the middle of a meal. Because without realizing it, the droplets on the outside may be Mitamei his hands. Then he's going to continue to eat. So he's eating the Adayim, the Suavas.
Oh, we're not worried something might happen in the meal. So, Beis Shammai is not concerned about something happening subsequently. If he had washed before...
If he washed his hands,
yeah.
The Kli is Tahar.
Yeah, yeah.
The Kli is Tahar, but his hands are Tomei. So they say you better wash until it's Adayim before you do Mezigas HaKos, because if you're not going to be careful... Your stam yadai may be mitame the outside of the coast without you realizing it. And then in the outside of the coast being tamei, they shamay hold you're not allowed to use such a kli in the middle of a meal because some of the mashke may overflow. It'll become tamei from the outside of the kli. Then the mitame your hands and then you're going to continue to eat bread. So you're not allowed to continue to eat the bread. That's all the bishama is there. Everything is a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan. There's so many dinim a derabbanan. And we still hold everything not so. I started to say, the Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi. Rashi's opinion is that less than a kedetza is mekabel tumim and atzbar, it's not metami acher. Rabbi Natan holds that less than a kedetza is only mekabel tumim with the Rabban. How does he prove it? Because there is a posik in the Chumash, there's an institution of shviras akli. The posik in the Chumash only speaks about a kli cheres, but the Mishnah is saying it applies to any kli. If a kli became tummy, it's smashed, it's no longer a kli, it can't retain the tumma. It's not mekabel tumma if it's not a kli, and it can't retain the tumma if it's not a kli. So once he smashed it, it's not a kli. Even if he soldered it back together again, menatar, the tumma doesn't fly back again. That's a chumar mederabbanan by kli mateches because of the incident with Shlom Tzion Amalka. So the Sifra has, the Torah Skanim has a drasha, a hava mina, that one might have thought that if oichel is mekabel tumma and you cut it up into little pieces, so that just like shvira is metayer a kli, so shvira should be metayer oichlin. So Rabbi Natan asks, how is it metayer oichlin? If Rashi were right, if Rashi's opinion is correct, that less than a kebetze is mekabel tumim minatoyr, it's just it's not metami acherim. If it has less than a kebetze, it's mekabel tumim minatoyr. So even if you cut it up into pieces that are less than a kebetze, but it still has the tumah. So why is there the whole institution of shviras akelim means that I broke it up and it's no longer a kli. So shviras oichlim, what would be the parallel? I broke up the oichlim to such tiny particles of food that it no longer has it, it can't be mekabel tumim. But according to Rashi, even a mashu, even a crumb is mekabel tumim, it's just not metami acherim. So how could there be a havamina? What do you need a pasuk to dispel this mistake in havamina? That shviras oichlim is not metayer, it's never possible. Less than a kebetz is also uncomfortable. So that's the taina of the Rabbi Natan against Rashi. So he proves from that the Rashi is wrong, that less than a kebetz is not mekabel tumim at all. And the Ran in the first parak in Chulin, the Chiddush Ran, comes to defend Rashi. So he says that Shviras HaKelim is Metaher, is not because it's not a Kli. When you break it, it doesn't function as a Kli, and therefore, if it's not a Kli, not only cannot be Mekabel Tumah, it can't even retain Tumah, that's not why. It's like shock treatment. If you smash the Kli, so it removes the Tumah. So I would have thought that if you apply shock treatment to the oichlim, you break it up into small pieces, even though the smaller pieces are also mekabel tumim and atayr. But still, I would have thought that breaking it is metayr. Anyway, so according to Rashi, less than a kebetz is mekabel tumim and atayr, but it's not metam echem. According to Rabbi Natan, it's not even mekabel tumim and atayr. But by mashkim, less than a revius is even metam echem. That's what you see from the Nitzotzes. That's what the Rajbon Masech Shabbos, middle of Shabbos and the Tzar and Tzarek Dalet and so on. He collects a whole bunch of Gemaras. You see from a lot of Gemaras that less than the Shear, whatever the Shear should have been by Mashkin, even Nitzotzes are Metamei Acher. Even that's less than a Shear. It's Mekabel Tum and it's Metamei Acher, even that's less than a Shear. Yeah, let's see. Ubesila Lomer. Why do Besila disagree? They say, first you mix your wine with the water, and then you do the Natil Sudan. Why do they insist that's the way to go? So the Gemara has five lines from the bottom. They say, Lomrim, Voskim Sakos Vachakaf Nantlai Dime, Washimatayim, and Dotum Layadayim Tchila, if you're going to do like the Shamai, to wash until it's a dime first. Zera, Shema, Yitamu, Mashkim, Shevi, Yadayim, Machmas Sakos, Vishamagok, Vishilagol, the Shita, some they hold that it is permissible to use a Kli in the middle of a meal where the outside of the Kli is Tommy. There's nothing wrong with that. He may use it. See, if you're going to wash until it's a dying, he plans to eat bread. If he's going to wash until it's a dying first, before he does mezikas hakos, and the kos is going to be, they hold you're allowed to use the kos that's tummy on the outside. So the fellow's going to be, he just washed until it's a dying. Shema yitama mashkim shebi yadayim. He may not dry his hands off completely. Before you're about to eat the bread, you're supposed to dry your hands completely. But a lot of times you dry your hands on the towel. It's still moist, so you rub your hands a little more. So he washed until it's a dime. May still have a little droplet, a slight amount of moisture that doesn't get. It may still have a droplet on your hands. And Shem Yitamu Mashkim Shabi Yadayim. Machma is the outside of the coast. Then the Yachsu of Yitamu Sayadayim. And it'll be Yitamu Sayadayim, even though it's less than a revius. It's just Nitzaitzis. And then Rashi says, he's Nim Soichel, believe Nitilus Yadayim. Nimzarech will be a daim misovis. He's got to be eating because he's going to be a lion, not until it's a daim to eat the bread later on. So here we're concerned that the kli is tummy on the outside, and if he washed until it's a daim, he's not about to eat the bread yet, so he didn't fully dry his hands. So maybe a droplet of water on his hands, so that droplet of water will be mekabel tumah from the outside of the kli, then it'll be metame the yadayim, and the whole until it's a daim that he did will have to be repeated. Because it's going to be Yochel be a dinosaur of us. Wow. So the Gemara says, what do you have to go round about? What are you afraid? The outside of the clay is going to be tami some of the droplets of water on his hand, then the droplet of water is going to be tami the hand. Why don't you just say, the outside of the clay will be tami the hand? Why do you have to go through the water? The Gemara says, no. Coast like a dime directly, what do you have to say? It's going to be metame the drop of water and the drop of water be metame the hand. Mar says, no, ain't kli metame yodim. Because the outside of the kli is only tame midirabon. So it can't be metame yodim because it's only a rishon. Sure. Vegma be metame le mashkim sheh bitocho. But how can Mesilla say you're allowed to use a kli where the outside is tame? Isn't it going to be metame the drink that you're going to have in the inside? You're going to drink the drink that's going to make you tummy. And you can't eat truma v'kachin. He's not going to realize that. The guy's not eating truma v'kachin, but he may not realize it. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a kli shenitma achur b'mashkim askinan, the tocha tohor. So it's not going to be the time of the mashkin in the inside. Wow. So this was a big machlekes, b'sham and b'sil. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Believe that tomorrow we'll continue. Okay.
Woo. Regular title tomorrow?
I think so. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Normal time. Yeah. 12:45. Okay.
I was at Kripa yesterday. Very the first degrees of Hashem following the session. Why? Because it's the Rama.
What was it?
What? Why?
I'm just drinking a half a
degree. Right, so. Does anyone drink?